WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 2 degrees above zero. We look for skies to be mostly cloudy here today with a high of 13. Good morning and Merry Christmas. Once again, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. Well, an elderly Council Bluffs man remained in critical condition Monday following a fire in his home Sunday morning. According to the Omaha World-Herald, 90-year-old Robert A. Kissel Sr. was taken to Creighton University Medical Center in critical condition following the blaze, which took place at around 2:30 a.m. Sunday. Kissel was transferred from Creighton to the St. Elizabeth Regional Medical Center in Lincoln, Nebraska, for further treatment of third-degree burns, smoke inhalation, and other possible injuries. Fire investigators say a smoke detector likely saved the lives of Kissel Sr. and his 59-year-old daughter, Robin Ann Krause. Krause told firefighters she tried to reach her father but couldn't because the staircase was on fire. She called 911 and crawled out a basement window. Fire crews found Kissel Sr. in his bedroom. More news in just a moment. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable, no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Officials of the Carstens 1880 Farmstead Incorporated say their annual meeting will be held on Monday, January 8th, 2013, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Shelby Community Building in Shelby. Anyone wanting to renew or begin a new membership in Carstens 1880 Farmstead Incorporated can download a membership form that's available on the organization's webpage. Memberships can be paid on January 8th during the annual meeting, or they can be mailed to Carstens 1880 Farmstead Incorporated, Post Office Box 302, Shelby, Iowa 51570. An election for positions on the Board of Directors will be held at that time. Proxy voting will be available for those who cannot attend the meeting, and members may access a proxy by visiting www.carstensfarm.com. Now, Carstens President Mel Hersey said they will discuss what is in store for visitors to the farm in 2013 at the meeting. In addition, reports will be given on Farm Days 2012 and ongoing repair and maintenance projects. Immediately following the election, members of the board will vote on officers for 2013. Hersey said also that they will review the past year and hold elections for the 2013 officers. Carstens 1880 Farmstead Incorporated members, as well as the general public, are encouraged to attend. Carstens 1880 Farmstead Incorporated, a nonprofit group of local volunteer members, maintains the farm as a working museum exhibit. It's located between Minden and Shelby in Pottawatomie County. The farmstead is the home of the Carstens Farm Days, of course, which is held the first weekend after Labor Day each September. The farm is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and if you'd like more information, you can visit www.carstensfarm.com. Northwest Iowa authorities haven't found any links between the fire deaths of several hundred pigs and the deaths of several hundred hogs after someone changed settings on a climate control system. The fire was reported around 9:50 p.m. Saturday at a confinement facility 4 miles southeast of Rock Valley. About 650 30-pound pigs were killed. An estimated 475 hogs died last week at a confinement facility 5 miles south of Rock Valley. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office said someone entered the building and tampered with the climate control system between 3 p.m. Tuesday and 1 p.m. last Wednesday. Sheriff spokesman Nate Huizenga said Monday that the investigations are continuing, but at this point it looks like the incidents are not related. Authorities say family members fled safely from a fire that destroyed their Northwest Iowa home. The Sioux City Journal says the fire was reported just before 6:30 p.m. Sunday at a house in Lynn Grove. The Buena Vista County Sheriff's Office said investigators think the blaze was started by a child playing with fire. The home was considered a total loss. Residents who fled a fire at a North Des Moines apartment building were allowed back into their homes to spend the rest of Christmas Eve. The Des Moines Register said that firefighters were sent to the six-unit building at around 9:30 a.m. Monday. Gary Moriarty lives on the first floor. He says he heard banging on his front door and someone yelling for him to get out. Moriarty said then his back door went flying open and it was the fire guy, he said. Fire department spokesman Brian O'Keefe said the fire started on the deck of outside the building. Two apartments were damaged when firefighters tore into the wall to ensure the flames wouldn't spread through the rest of the structure. There were no injuries reported, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Well, the song says some kids just want two front teeth for Christmas, but others are getting a whole new face. The children across the region who are the targets of bullies are going to great lengths to make the taunting stop, and that includes having plastic surgery. Dr. Richard Bruto is a plastic surgeon in the Omaha Council Bluffs area who says more children from Iowa, Nebraska, and beyond are seeking help from his office because they're being bullied.
When people, you know, stand out a little bit, they become the targets of, abuse from time to time. And so we see kids who come in who maybe they have prominent ears, and people make fun of them because of that. We see, you know, kids who have nasal deformities. They may have an ethnic nose, which results in people picking on them.
The doctor says there's a big difference, though, between wanting surgery and actually needing it.
You have to look at each case on an individual basis. You know, if it's just vanity, then, you know, maybe it's something that you can wait until you're a little older, when you're a little bit more mature. But if it's something that's just totally disrupting your life, then I think it's a reasonable thing to consider.
Bruneteau says that more children are having expensive procedures done to improve their self-image.
We get the occasional kid who, you know, has a pretty significant nasal deformity and is very bothered by it. Maybe has been subject to teasing by his peers or, you know, physical bullying. In those situations, we consider everybody on a case-by-case basis. Now, you know, in some parts of the country, New York City, it's very common. They do a lot of teenage rhinoplasties.
Bruneteau says the most common procedure performed on a child is to fix prominent ears, and that's usually done at the age of 5. This is the first holiday season that a new website created by the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division, or ABD, is available to help you learn more about the drinks you're consuming. ABD spokesperson Tanya Dusold said that the Calcohol site lets you find out how many servings of alcohol are in a drink, which is a little different from the way things have been done in the past.
Traditionally, we've seen blood alcohol concentration calculators. Typically, what those take into account is only your sex and your weight. But there are so many other things that go into how a body processes alcohol besides those two factors. Did you eat? What did you eat? When did you eat? How often do you drink alcohol? And things like this.
The Calcohol site allows you to determine how all those factors will impact you.
One person may have one serving of alcohol and, you know, not be okay to drive under that .08 law. Another person may be able to have two or three and still be under the legal limit. So it's more based on an individual and how many servings have you had.
The program is designed to be used on mobile devices, so it's readily available to help you make decisions.
A customer either making an order at the bar or shopping the cooler at the liquor store can understand, you know, how much alcohol is in that particular container or that product and what the serving size would be.
Dusold says there are many different types and flavors of drinks being sold today, and it can be confusing to determine how much alcohol you're consuming. She says the program lets you make that determination. You can go to abd.com/calcohol, that's C-A-L-C-O-H-O-L, to use that free site. And finally in the news, plenty of Iowans could use a $1,000 gift card this time of year, but be warned, thousands of people are getting text messages on their phones telling them they've been picked to get a big money gift card from a well-known retailer. Jim Hegarty of the Better Business Bureau said you shouldn't fall for it.
The text message indicates that you're eligible for a free $1,000 gift card from Target. It indicates that you need to go to a website and enter an access code.
Don't go to that website, though, no matter how tempting it may be. Hegarty said the senders of the texts, well, they're up to no good.
What ends up happening is you get further bombardment, emails, all sorts of offers from companies that we don't know anything about. We can't really evaluate the legitimacy of them.
The best course of action, he says, is to just delete the text. Says no good will come from it at all, certainly not from a free $1,000 gift card.
We believe that this is a phishing scheme that is just simply designed to gather lots of personal information about consumers that can ultimately be sold.
Iowans are reminded to treat any text message that comes to their phone from someone they don't know, just like they treat an email from an unknown source, as if it's spam. You can learn more at www.bbb.org. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Pope Benedict is praying that peace will spring up for the people of Syria. The Pope delivered the Vatican's traditional Christmas Day message today at St. Peter's Basilica. Benedict wished Christmas peace to the entire world and urged Israelis and Palestinians to find the courage to negotiate and end their conflict. Overcast skies and a cold wind haven't dampened the spirits of worshipers in the biblical West Bank town of Bethlehem. Long lines formed inside the 4th century Church of the Nativity as Christian faithful waited to see the grotto that is Jesus' traditional birthplace. Later today, Britain's Queen Elizabeth will deliver her traditional pre-recorded Christmas message, and this year it will be broadcast in 3D for the first time. Well, it could be a messy and maybe even dangerous Christmas Day for some parts of the U.S. that are getting a winter storm. Parts of Indiana and western Kentucky could see up to 4 to 7 inches of snow. Sleet is predicted to turn to snow for a good chunk of Oklahoma and Arkansas. And there's even a threat of tornadoes for the Gulf Coast from East Texas to the Florida Panhandle. Two firefighters in western New York remaining in guarded condition at a hospital today, suffering from gunshot wounds. Two other firefighters died when a man set a house and car on fire yesterday morning in Webster near Rochester, New York, and then opened fire on the first responders. The gunman then took his own life. KJAN News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Carol Anderson, age 78 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Carol Anderson will be held on Wednesday, tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary L. Conklin, age 86 of Grand Island, Nebraska, and formerly of Audubon, died September 30th at the Tiffany Square Nursing Home in Grand Island. Funeral services for Mary Conklin will be held on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Joanne Catherine Schweary, age 73 of Panama, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Joanne Schweary will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Robert W. Cruz, age 90 of Manning, died December 20th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Robert Cruz will be Thursday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Tammy K. Amos, age 54 of Griswold, died December 20th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Tammy Amos will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jean Cambridge, age 74, of Atlantic, died December 20th at CCMH. Funeral services for Jean Cambridge will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Judith Altfelish Kim, age 71, formerly of Atlantic, died December 19th in Scottsdale, Arizona. Funeral services for Judith Altfelish Kim will be on Friday at 11 o'clock. At Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Linda Lou Sanders Fudge, age 61 of Atlantic, died December 16th at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Linda Fudge will be Friday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rowena Hazel Ratzliff, age 79 of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. Funeral services for Rowena Ratzliff will be Friday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Gray, age 72 of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. Funeral services for Helen Gray will be Friday at 2:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jean Casey, age 64 of Griswold, died Monday. Memorial services for Jean Casey are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Helen Pigg, age 90, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday at the Heritage House. Services for Helen Pigg are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Katherine Johnson, age 72, of Fontenelle, died December 19th at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Memorial services for Katherine Johnson will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. That's a check of the news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.